Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Facebook is pushing back against accusations that it's a hotbed for political misinformation. The company recently announced new election rules, including a ban on new political ads within 1 week of Election Day, November 3rd. But our next guest says those well-intentioned tweaks are not nearly enough. Peter Kafka is senior correspondent at Recode, host of Recode Media. Hi, Peter.
Hi there.
So let's talk first about what Facebook says they're going to do. They're not going to allow new political ads within a week of the election. They also said they're going to take down or add context to misleading election posts. What else is the company saying they're going to do?
That's really the main thing. Facebook is trying to register voters. That seems like a good idea, and it is going to point people towards accurate information about voting. But that's about the size of it. They're sort of limited to what they can do, both because of the sort of structure of the company and the difficulty of sort of wading into actual politics.
Well, let's talk about that, because Facebook is not going to prevent campaigns from running existing ads, and those ads may contain lies, because Facebook has already said they're not going to prevent politicians from lying. Explain that.
Their argument is they don't want to prevent people from speaking freely, and they don't want to prevent political speech. And they think the best way to run the system is to allow people to say whatever they want, and then they can sort of be fact-checked after the fact. That puts a lot of onus on users and other people to do the actual work of fact-checking.
Well, Facebook does say it will take down posts that claim you'll get COVID-19 if you vote in person. It will direct users to official election results if any candidate or campaign tries to declare victory before votes are counted. And, you know, by that, presumably they mean all the votes that are expected to be coming in by mail or absentee that might be post-election day. They're going to direct people to actual election results, but they're not going to stop someone from declaring victory.
I think the idea is if Donald Trump, for instance, were to declare victory early on before the votes have been officially tallied, they might step in and slap a warning label on there. It's even possible they might take down the post. I think they'll be under a lot of pressure not to restrict or restrain the president from speaking specifically. You know, the other problem with Facebook is just even when they are trying to sort of take down objectionable content, they have 2 billion users. That's a lot of stuff being uploaded to the site constantly. And for them to sort of figure out what's objectionable, what's something that violates a current policy, takes them quite a bit of time. And in the meantime, all that information is distributed widely.
Yeah. Well, so you write, Facebook can't save us from Facebook, but what or who can? Twitter banned political ads entirely. Are you suggesting maybe that? What do you think is the solution?
I will say it's a little depressing. I don't have a good answer for this. I think these things are built in such a way that they sort of are uncontrollable at this point, unless they were to make a radical change in the way they're structured and operated, meaning that you would actually no longer have an open platform. None of the companies seems to want to actually take that on. I do think this focus on political advertising is sometimes a little misleading, because paid speech is one thing on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, but you know, as much of a problem as stuff that's being distributed for free. You don't have to buy an ad to misinform someone on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. And those systems are built, again, to distribute that stuff widely.
That's Peter Kafka, senior correspondent at Recode, host of Recode Media. Peter, thank you.
Thank you.